It's 8:16.
The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio.
It's time to bring in Miss Natalie Cassidy.
Oh, look, here she
Hiya.
Is.
Hiya.
Hiya, Nats.
How are you?
I'm all right, love. How are you?
I'm very tired this morning, Chris.
You've changed.
I've changed?
Yeah.
Why have I changed?
Because you're wearing a pineapple dance studio hoodie.
I did it especially, and I put tracksuit bonds on for you.
Oh. Are you training today?
I am.
After this?
Every hour.
Man.
How much time do you get at home? Is it like nothing at the moment?
Don't get much time at home. You don't get any time to see your friends or your family.
Right.
But it is fantastic. I do love it. I get my Sundays off. You can't moan.
Because the training schedule is to a certain extent what you there's like a minimum amount you've got to do, but if you want to do more, you can. Is
absolutely,
that right?
Yeah. I mean, some people mentioning no names.
Toughers.
They do really little hours. I didn't say toughers.
Right, it is okay. Toughers, though, isn't it?
We love toughers. No, we love toughers. But yeah, they go in and it's like a couple of hours a day. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I did that because you know. With more hours you do, the better you get.
Sure, absolutely.
So we're doing, Vincent and I, Vincenzo and me, are probably doing 1 until 7 every day.
Blimey.
Something like
so
that.
So Monday to Friday?
Monday to Friday.
Oh, my God.
And then obviously...
And then the show
big
on Saturday.
Day Saturday, and then a day off on Sunday in the pub.
Now, what do you do on... Yeah, I was about to say, do you go out on a Sunday and go, I really want a roast, and I want a few glasses of wine
exactly
or a beer
what I do.
Or whatever.
Yeah. That's exactly what I do, yeah.
And you sit there with your mates, and you go, right, I haven't seen you all for a week. What the hell are you all up to? Mm. And then you go, right, I'm off. And they go, what have you been up to? And you go...
Exactly the same as last
dancing,
week.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Rehearsing?
I'll go back to EastEnders next week, you know.
Do you?
So I believe.
I know. I'm going to be so busy because I didn't think when I said, oh, I'll go back for a little while, that I'd still be dancing. Mm. I really didn't.
Oh, really?
I really thought I'd be gone by now out of the dancing. So it's all going to be a bit manic.
Is that the whole Jackson family going back?
A few of them.
Oh, a few of them, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Mm.
So how are you going to fit that in there?
I don't know. I really don't know yet.
So hang on. So you start filming next week?
Next Tuesday.
And do you know what your hours are? Do you know what your days are?
Probably the same as they always have.
Which would be what?
Every
roughly?
Day?
Every day, kind of 10-hour days, I suppose.
So the thing is, but when you do EastEnders, there's a fair bit of kind of downtime, isn't there? Whether you're,
a little
know,
bit.
You might do one scene, then you're not on for another hour.
But then I can't prance about and get all sweaty.
Oh, no, you can't. Oh, no.
You know? What's going to happen to my spray tan on a Friday night, Chris?
Mm. You have to have it reapplied.
You're not rehearsing with your spray tan, though.
But so, imagine me going in orange, Sonia's been to Barbados. No, she hasn't. It's stupid.
Why not?
Well, why not? But they've not written it.
Well, what they need to do is they need to write into EastEnders the fact that you're then working in some tanning salon.
Exactly.
You know, Tantastic
Easy.
Or somewhere on the square.
Yeah.
And then that would explain why you have this new orangey glow.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a good idea.
We're available, by the way, if they need additional script writers.
So who's going back into EastEnders? Are you allowed to say?
Me.
Yeah.
Dean Gaffney.
Wow.
And Lindsay Coulson.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that? Was she...
The best actress that EastEnders
Your mum.
Has ever seen.
What's,
yeah.
her, what's her name? Carol?
Carol.
Carol.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at me.
So I think it's going to be real fun. Really,
nice.
Really good. It's going to be lovely to go back and see everyone. Patsy's there. See, you know, Ricky Bianco.
God, yeah, as well.
Be lovely. Be a laugh.
And Ricky Groves has gone. Has he left?
Ricky Groves has left, yeah.
Right,
as Gary,
okay.
Yeah. He's left.
So how weird. Then you're going back in.
Strange.
So did you work with him? Your past?
I did, yeah.
Did they cross?
We, Sonia and Gary lived together when Sonia was a lesbian.
Right.
Oh my God.
I miss that phase.
Why?
I don't know. I just see, I'm thinking the last time you came in here, you're still playing the trumpet and living with, you know.
The last time I was actually on your show, Chris, was on a Saturday.
Was it really?
It really was.
No, it wasn't.
I've been trying to get on the show for about 6 years.
We've been waiting for you to do something to get you on.
Do you know when we lasted?
Right.
Do you know when we lasted the Saturday show? It was 2001 we finished that.
That's not the last time you were on the show.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's about time you pulled your finger out and you did something high profile and get you back on.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and then it's like waiting for a bus. Then you need to come along, you've got Strictly and EastEnders again.
Yeah.
I was asked to do Strictly.
Yeah, I did hear.
Yeah.
That would have been so good.
I know.
You would be so good at it.
I don't know if I'd have been so good at it.
I really think you'd be really good.
It might have been amusing for like 2 or 3 weeks, but then...
No, I don't think... I think you'd you're...
I think it'd have been better than Craig Kelly.
I think you would have taken it very seriously.
Well, do you know what? I'd have gone...
You'd fall in love with dancing. I think you'd be really good. Truly mean that.
I am a natural mover.
Mm. But, show me.
I'm more disco, you know. That's my forte.
So you'd be brilliant at all the Latins.
Oh, God, I would be amazing. But then I wouldn't want to wear those stupid costumes where they just literally, you're covering your nipples and you're
covering glitter. But they wouldn't do that to you.
They bloody would.
They wouldn't,
because, you know, I'm not the smallest person in the world and I don't go out like Ola Jordan.
Well, that's true.
Little things, you know, you do... Imagine me.
Do they ever say to you, this is your outfit for next week, and you go, it's bloody well not my outfit for next week, I'll tell you that.
Do you know, they're really good, the costume girls and stuff there. They really make you feel comfortable, yeah. what you'd like to wear and what, you know. But yeah, they try and snip bits off and get shorter and shorter. Mm. And it's not good.
Do you enjoy all the training and everything?
That's the best bit.
Really?
The training's the best bit. Have you ever met Vincent?
No,
I don't. I've never really met any of them. I don't really.
Are you going to come down?
I'm coming down in a couple of weeks.
Oh, we thought you were coming down a few weeks ago.
No, there was a big mix-up. I was meant to be going down with Vern.
I know
one week,
you were, and I was waiting.
Vern then kind of jumped the gun and went, "I'm going tomorrow," and I'm like, "I'm going to the pub tomorrow." And he went, "Oh, come along!" And so I went to the pub.
Mr. Goodnight.
No, I know, but the thing is, that's, you know, I record Strictly, right? And then on a Saturday night, I get to go out, so it's fine, you know. I love
fair
it.
Fair enough. I think that's why X Factor's beating us, because everyone records it and watches it on a Sunday.
Yeah, but I record both.
Great.
I get Sky Plus, love. You can record two shows at the same time and you pop out to the pub.
I know. It's amazing.
Can't believe you're training for that much every day.
Vincent is hilarious. You don't understand. I'm going to miss him so much.
Is he straight? Is there a chance that you two could... together.
No. But that's what happens. Little baby.
But that's in the contract, isn't it? Whoever your dance partner is, you have to cop off with them.
It is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many people do?
I've got to be honest. That would swing it for me.
I think.
Who
is him? Come on, we got a pen and paper here. Well, not who is. Who do you think?
Well,
I tell you who is and who I think.
All right, go on in. Who is and who you think?
Well,
I'm going to make two columns.
It's not that many.
Who is?
Is
who
this
you
really
think?
Bad? Oh no, it's
not.
No,
bad.
Go on.
It's
tango,
it's
and
bad.
Who's doing not
mango?
Well,
no tango.
What I can say is I know that lovely Ali, Bastian, and Brian are really happy.
So that's an is.
I think that's an is.
Right. Okay. Ali and
I hope for your sake it bloody well is.
No, it is. They're really sweet together. And if they're not, then I'm stupid. Because
well, there's definitely chemistry there.
There's 100%.
Is he not a bit? And I'm not being rude, but is he not a bit funny looking?
Funny looking?
Yeah.
I think he looks a little bit like a vampire.
Do you not think he looks a bit like a ventriloquist dummy? No, you have a look next
Brian
time.
Brian Fortune, he does. Do you know,
he does look like a ventriloquist dummy.
Because you expect him to be sitting on another fella's knee with his hand on his back.
Yeah, I think so. You have a look next time.
You're so bad in here.
If you draw two little lines coming down off his lips down the side, he will... Yeah. You look like a mental
I do understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the list.
Whereas Ali Bastian, she's a very attractive woman.
Don't you think she just looks like Cinderella?
I think she's very
she
pretty.
She's like a princess. She's amazing.
Joe Calzaghe and Christina.
So they're on the is list, yeah?
They're on the is list.
Right.
Joe.
He's a lovely fella, Joe.
Yeah.
Never met him, but all I hear about him is what a nice guy he is.
What a nice man.
It's all I've ever heard.
Always got time to do a picture or an autograph for people, you know?
That's
a legend.
Not like you.
I'm dreadful.
Get
you know
out
what
of the
I'm
way,
like.
I'm busy.
I haven't got time.
I'm too busy dancing. Ricky Whittle. Yeah.
And his dance partner.
And his dance partner, Natalie Lowe.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Ricky, no.
Okay, all right.
But they do get on very, very well. Isn't she an amazing teacher?
What, Natalie?
Yeah.
But they're all good. All the pros are good.
They're so good. Vincent's the best.
Ricky Groves
and Erin? No.
Because you know that Ricky's missus had knocked the living daylights out of her.
I think so.
Do you know what I mean? She wouldn't
Watch
put up with that.
Out for Waterman.
Good Lord. Who else? Tuffers? I don't think there's any romance there.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Dawny would be liking that. I don't know if you've met Tuffers Dawny yet.
No.
I haven't.
Heard a lot about her, though.
Yeah.
And you and Vincent getting it on.
We're not getting it on.
And that's the final couple.
And there we are.
Yeah.
So, but Vincent is a legend. Yesterday, we were doing the dance. Mm. We got into a corner.
Was it? What is it this week?
We're doing a foxtrot.
Oh, nice.
And it's really nice.
I like a foxtrot.
Really nice. Yeah. Got into a corner and he stopped. And I said, what have you stopped for? And he said, I'm so sorry, Bella. He said, but I had to stop because I was thinking about how amazing I am.
Nice.
That's what he said.
Well, yeah. Wow, he's good. He's
a bit like the Italian. He's like the Italian version of you.
How rude. That's terrible. How rude. But you're doing very well. It was obviously the other week. For those of you who are not watching the show, the other week, Natalie got her first 30. Out of 40, which is very, very good.
For people that don't watch it, yeah. It must be the most boring thing to listen to me and you talk about it.
I don't watch it, and I'm fascinated by this.
Really?
Yeah. Is the right answer.
No.
Do you know what? Tape it on Saturday.
Do you know what? It just feels too old.
You'll be very surprised. Oh, I never watched it. Never watched it.
Too old.
I always said it was a show for girls and old people. I've always said it. I've never liked Strictly. It's not for me whatsoever. Great show. I know it's a good show, but it's just not my cup of tea. And then the first week it went out, for whatever reason, we had a Friday night. It was one of the Fridays then. And on the first Friday, me and Soph stayed in. And we went, let's get a pizza, have a couple of drinks. We'll stay in and watch the telly. And we watched Strictly, because it was the big build-up and everything.
Yeah.
And I found myself talking to the telly halfway through. Oh, he's good, isn't he? He's good. And you'd lose yourself. And it's such a glamorous-looking show. Mm. Anyway, sure enough, the next Friday, we watch it again. And then the week after that, Soph's working on it. So I'm like, oh, OK, well, there you go.
Your Soph is amazing.
Isn't she just?
She's so lovely.
She's Ricky Whittle, by the way. She dresses up in the Ricky Whittle outfit. And that's what she does.
It's convincing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. She moves just like a man. And that's hardly a compliment, is it? You know what I mean? But no, Soph's working now. We haven't really talked about this yet, but yeah, Soph works on Strictly.
I've got loads of secrets that she's told me.
I'll just shut up. What, about me?
Yeah,
they're all lies. She's deluded. She likes to drink on a Saturday afternoon. She's probably loaded for that show. I wouldn't listen to a word she says. I really wouldn't. So you got your highest score last week?
I did.
31.
In Blackpool.
Very good.
And it was lovely. Loved the Quick Step. Had a really nice time. The audience in Blackpool were amazing, by the way.
Were they?
Really, really. It really changed the way I danced.
Really?
Does that sound really bad?
No, because they whoop you up.
It was electric, as people say.
I bet.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was excellent. It was brilliant.
So week eight, this is it? No, this will be week nine. Is that right?
I can't believe I'm still in it. It's so stupid, isn't it?
How long did you think you'd last? Really, really serious.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Well, looking at the lineup, I thought maybe week five.
Because did you see... Because when you sign up to it, you don't know who else is going to do it.
No.
And then you start training, but you don't know how good anyone else is. It's literally the first week, the first time you see everyone.
We did a group dance training session.
Right, okay.
But even to this day, that last week we had a group dance training session, and... Everyone looks absolutely useless.
Right.
Because we have, 4 hours to do a whole group dance. So, at the beginning, I thought, I might be with a chance here. Everyone looks useless. And then, obviously, you get training on your own and you realise that people are better than others. And
is it a bit like kind of when you start to learn how to drive? When you first start, you get... You know, you have a go and you have a laugh and everything. And maybe, as that week goes on or, 2 weeks later, you think, I'm getting worse, I can't handle it. But actually, you are getting better. You just know what you're doing wrong and you're learning more.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think you're absolutely right.
I am absolutely right.
All the time.
Don't talk to me about my dance training. I know what I'm talking about.
Even this week, doing a foxtrot, week nine, I feel like we keep stopping and it's really bad. But Vincent said, no, it isn't bad. I'm just pushing you to a higher level. I want to be dancing the way I dance with Flavia. I want to travel the way I do.
That's
it.
Nice.
And I want to try and dance.
Yeah.
Not exactly Flavia, but bless him, he's having a go.
Yeah. More like we should have done Woody.
Who?
You.
I'm not like Dickie Dunwoody.
Dickie Dunwoody.
That's what I used to call him, Dickie D.
Oh, I'm sure he really appreciated that.
He's a lovely
Dickie
guy.
Dunwoody. If you had Dickie Dunwoody, you'd need to go to the doctor's. Is that right at all, is it? Dickie Dunwoody. Oh, really? Never mind. Here, take these. Do you want to play the judges' score game?
I'd love to.
Okay. This is brilliant.
So you've got to preempt what the judge is going to give the couple.
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 I love Tess and Verna.
Couple. Couple. All right, so look, here we go.
Come on.
I'll let you play on your own. Here we are.
Craig Revel Horned.
8.
So, Craig goes for an 8. You've got to guess now what Len's going to give.
Oh, I love this. Right. I think Len is going to go for a 9.
Len good.
9? 9.
What will Alicia do?
I think Alicia is going to agree with Craig and go for an 8.
Alicia Dixon.
9.
Oh!
What the hell is that?
Where did that come from?
Never played that before. Do you want another go?
Yes, please.
Okay. Couple. Right.
Craig Revel Horned.
6.
Len's going to go for an 8.
Len good.
7.
Oh! It's really, all right. I love that. That's really good.
I'll let you go back. Okay, so Craig's gone.
Craig Revel Horned.
6.
Len good.
7.
Alicia will go.
8.
Alicia Dixon.
6.
Oh.
Do you even watch the rest of the show when you're not on it?
No. I just watch my dance and switch off.
That must be the hardest bit, I would say, of the whole show, bar the anticipation of going out, because that your nerves must really grab you. Then when you finish, for me, I'd want a pint of beer and a cigarette, right? But you've got to go and sit back in the room and wait until the end of the show.
Yeah, but I'd rather be on first.
And wait.
And wait all the way through. Get it out of the way. It's brilliant to be on first or second.
Mm.
But you are right. You do think, time for a pint of a fag.
Mm.
Alicia Dixon, by the way, she loves you. She was telling us the other day she thinks you're...
You did it superbly.
Yeah.
You brought cheekiness to the floor tonight.
That's right. That's when you did it completely naked.
You know,
Sorry. That's right.
I'll keep interrupting.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Sorry, go on, Natalie, you were saying?
I love your enthusiasm.
Mm.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
I think you're so cute.
All right, Alicia, leave it.
Was that to you?
That's to you.
I stand in front of those judges every week, and I can't... She's so beautiful, that girl.
Alicia?
She's beautiful.
She's very, very pretty, isn't she?
She's ridiculously beautiful.
I think you're so cute.
All right, well, you two should get a room.
Don't be scared to push up against him a little bit more.
All right. Oh, hi, lovely. Nice. Did you like that?
I loved it.
All right, brilliant. All right, well, look, we got more. We could chat about Strictly all day, but to be honest, after an hour, I'll probably get bored. But we'll take a little break and we'll do the news, and then we'll come back and we'll chat more about what you're up to.
Lovely.
It's good, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Why are we going so high?
Don't know.
What shall I play, Al? I've got to play a little trail. What do you want?
Podcast?
Done that. We've not done that?
We've done them all.
Let's do BBC Switch Live, and then we'll do the news, then we'll play some songs. Right, more from Natalie Cassidy in a bit. We'll ask her some questions as well, because that's what we do in an interview-style situation.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Here's the news from Dominic Byrne. It's 8:35.
It's now 8:39.
Thank you very much, Dominic.
Thank you
very much, Carrie.
Thank you.
I hate it when I'm right in the middle of something and you finish the news and sport.
Sorry. Quickly. What were you doing?
I'm sending somebody a text.
So unprofessional.
Isn't it, eh?
Well, no, but in a weird way, I am being professional, because I... One second.
You joke, but...
Can I have my mobile, then? Because there's a couple of people I've got to ring and talk to.
Why not?
But I'm like you at the moment. I've never been so busy. I literally don't have time to scratch my arse.
Can
at the
I
moment.
Come on your quiz show?
On the TV show?
Look at him, look at his face. Dead behind the eyes.
No. Tell you what, you should have asked that yesterday. I had someone drop out, didn't they?
Yeah, we could have been calling you Monday afternoon. Yeah, you're on. Can you get here in an hour? sorry. Okay, there you go. Lovely. That's good. No, you don't want to hear how busy I am.
I do.
Okay, well, what's happening? I'm just not used to it. I'm used to kind of having a lot of downtime, and you know, you get used to what you get given, what your lot is. And at the moment, I've worked out when I go to bed tonight, I'll have been up for 58 hours and had 10 hours sleep or something ridiculous like that.
That's really stupid.
That's not good.
I can't be helped. There's nothing I can do about it. But look at me. Look how good I look.
You look really well.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
no. You do look really, really well.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that voice when somebody
looks
well.
Well in here.
Would you say, do you feel so much fitter from doing Strictly?
Yeah.
Do you think it's the fittest you've been?
I feel the most fittest. Well, I did the DVD, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
But that
then,
was kind of...
But I reckon you're probably fitter now.
Yeah. I'm happier.
Right.
And fitter.
Right.
and I feel this is what I should be.
Mm. You're losing weight?
I've lost about a stone.
Wow. That's mental. Yeah. Ricky Groves has lost 2 stone.
Has he?
From a man who didn't look like he needed to lose any weight whatsoever.
Yeah. He never looked heavy.
Now, you say that. He was getting a little bit poor.
Well, yeah, but I mean, maybe it's because he's tall, isn't he? So I guess you carry it better, don't you? But
you're saying I'm short?
No. No.
Oh, look at that stare.
I was talking.
You're not quite short.
I'm proper short. Well, not that short.
How short are you?
I'm taller than you. Just.
Yeah, but Natalie's about 5'1", for God's sake.
No, you are some short.
Hey, yeah, you are short. Yeah, you are short, Dave. Did you hear that? That's official from Natalie. You are short.
Yeah, but I'm not like a child or a jockey, like you said before. That was just rude.
He's short for a man, isn't he?
You are quite short.
Yeah, you are. You're actually very short.
You're a little
short.
Bit like Dickie Dunwoody.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, or Woody Dundicky.
You could be, really? You could be a jockey, Dave. You really could. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Fitter.
Yeah. So you want to you need to stay in. People should keep voting for you.
And if I don't,
because it's good for your health.
I'm really worried that when I finish, I'm going to get really fat again.
Why do you just take up dancing like once a week?
I'm going to, but it's once a week's not enough. I'm dancing 6 hours a day, and you don't even notice. Mm. You come home and it's like, oh, that was so fun, and I've learnt this. You don't think I've done 6 hours exercise.
Right, well, exactly.
I'm just going to have to start going to the gym properly. I just can't bear it.
The gym's boring, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't mind. I love spinning.
Yeah.
And I like swimming. Mm. It's just going. And then I start going, then I just get bored.
It's hard to go to the gym.
Everyone's like that, though, aren't they?
Well, I only do the gym once a week.
Well, some people love the gym. Like, Andy Peters is in the gym every day, pretty much, isn't he? For, like, 2 hours or something.
Yeah, but he's in there because he likes to look at himself in the mirrors. That's all it is.
Does he?
Seriously, if he lived opposite a fair, he'd be in the hall of mirrors every day.
I really don't believe that normal people love going to the gym.
No.
Right, I get that.
People.
I don't believe it.
I understand that. I go once a week and I get there and I go, here we go again.
Yeah.
And there are pictures. This is what I do on my life. This is true. I'm going to admit this is what I do. I get to the gym, I go higher to the girl on reception, and then I go to the changing room, and I literally go to the far end of the changing room, to the corner, and I get changed. I keep my head down. I'm not interested in, you know, I don't want anyone to kind of see me. I put my gear on, and on the walls of the gym I go to, there's pictures of happy, smiley people, which really pees me off, right?
I'm with you.
And on the way into the dressing room, there's a picture of a girl on the wall, and every time I walk past her on the way in, I go, see you in an hour and a half. And I say a rude word.
Right.
And then when I'm done and I'm showered and changed and I'm walking back, I walk out the changing room and the same picture on the wall, I go like that. See you next week, darling. Because I'm so pleased that I won't have to see that woman's face. If I ever see that woman in the street, I would recognise her face so clearly.
What would you do? Would you,
know what? I would vomit because I know that it means that I've got to go to the gym. But if I saw her again in the week, I'd be like, yay, it's you again. But I see these people in every week and I just think, I don't know if they're there every day.
I bet they are.
And I just...
They can't have any friends or any life.
There's a guy that I see there every week and he does the same things every single week. And he must be in there at least 3 times a day. He's got a great body on him. But
why don't you and me and Soph, we get a load of people and we should go to Pineapple and we should do like a salsa class?
Oh, see, now I don't know.
I love salsa.
Salsa.
Why not?
I like
would
eating
you
it.
Come?
Yeah, you.
It'd be such fun. And it's like 2 hours and you just sweat.
But I'm a real man, a bloke. And what real blokes do, we only dance when we're drunk or drunk at weddings. That's it. That's the only time we do it. When was the last time you danced, Tom?
Probably at a wedding.
Yeah.
Probably Rachel's wedding.
It was Rachel's wedding for me. Yeah.
Did I dance at Rachel's wedding?
Did I dance at Rachel's wedding? No. Didn't get an invite.
Oh. That's got a smart, hasn't it?
That's because you haven't been on the show since 2001, love.
I've been married twice since then.
So you don't blame us, blame your agent. You know what I mean?
It's really out of order.
What do you mean?
I listen to you every day when I'm up.
Yeah, sure. Well, you don't have much to get up for,
do
you? Until Strictly came along. Thank God for that job. Otherwise, it'd have been Panto again. Hiya, Dean. Here we go again.
Oi!
I will just say.
Did you see in the magazine a couple of weeks ago, in Now magazine, that they said that me and Dean Gaffney were having an affair?
No, they didn't.
Really?
Dean came round to mine to have a cup of coffee and see me.
Aye.
And then they said, shock reunion, shock coupling. I couldn't believe
so they,
I was
what they said you were having an affair?
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous thing. I just had to mention it.
Sue them, make some money.
They just bore me to tears.
So is there any truth in it? You know, there is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's your brother.
It's like incest.
No, in the show, though. It's not in real life.
Of course nothing's happening with me.
Oh, yeah, because that would make a big difference. If you suddenly were signed up to do a movie and play Brad Pitt's brother, and after they finished filming for the day, he went, you fancy giving back to mine? You're going to go, no, I'd find it a little bit weird, to be honest, Brad. Let's keep it professional. I don't think
you
so.
You being my brother, Andrew.
I don't think so, Carrie.
Don't you think that Dean Gaffney and Katie Price look like they could be brother and sister? You ever notice that?
Really?
Yeah, if you have a look at them facially...
Really?
Yeah, if you put long hair on Dean Gaffney, it looks a bit like Katie Price.
Is she going in the jungle again?
That's what they say, isn't it?
That's what the papers say.
Dean Gaffney was brilliant in the jungle. That was some of the funniest clips ever, wasn't it? Yeah.
Please. Yeah. I remember when you did it. You heard I can't stop laughing.
Just brilliant.
He's one of the nicest people I know.
He is a nice
guy. Do you want to know how sad I am? I've got a DVD of things that I've recorded off the telly that make me laugh, and that's on it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Because when he walks off and he hits his foot and goes, help! I laugh every time. Every time. I can't help myself.
I'm going to tell him later.
I feel really depressed. I mean, you know, it's a backhanded compliment to the boy, but when I feel... It's because, for those of you who didn't see it, when he went into I'm a Celebrity, he thought that he was going in straight into the camp, and they went, no, you've got to do a live challenge now. So what you're going to do is, and he's like, what now? And he literally was like, are we on now? And they went, yeah, you're live now. And he's like, I just got off a helicopter. Nobody would talk to me. I just got brought here in a car. No one is. Are we on now? Am I on the show? And they went, yeah, you've got to do this with rats, and you've got to eat these lizards, and you've got to stab yourself in the legs, and whatever he had to do. Oh, it was awful. Have you got all the clips here?
And you could just hear him going, help!
That was it. That was my favourite one. Here's some clips. There we go.
Dean, you might have to put your hands in the wet hole just to see if the stars are in there.
No, but he just thought he had to audition. You know what I mean? He didn't thought there'd be anything of that.
Ooh, slimy. Horrible slime. Yeah.
But I think Captain Decker very nice, personally.
The slimy stuff. The slimy stuff. The smell. Dang it.
I mean, our favourite clip is... Which is my favourite one.
Which sounds Japanese, doesn't it?
You play that again.
Something off Banzai.
If you knew him as well as I know him as well...
He doesn't speak Japanese, does he?
No, but it's so funny. It's so Dean.
Do you think even Dean knows what he's saying when he says...
Right, let's just break that down, because you obviously know him better than anybody.
You can't do it. You can't...
Is it how many minutes I've got left?
No. I've been playing this clip for 3 years and I don't know what it is.
I've got the bit of him leaving the jungle as well.
We should phone him up.
I got one more clip.
Sorry.
Okay, is it the hello one?
No, it's the bit where he says help, where he leaves the jungle and bangs into something.
Okay, go on.
Help!
Wow. Just wow. Well, that's
how much have you got left of the audio there?
I haven't heard it all, though. I've got about 10
seconds. Because what happens is... Ant starts laughing.
Yes,
and,
he does.
Deck just wets himself. He can't speak, and he's crying.
Yeah.
And then they eventually go, see you tomorrow night, and the music plays. And then the ITV continuity woman, she's laughing as well.
Oh,
everyone's
really?
Laughing. It's just a big joke.
It's brilliant.
Play it again. Well, this is what I go. Watch this.
Hello?
Sorry, is this the Dean Gaffney show? Am I on?
When he comes on, by the way, we just put on videos of you dancing. Yeah.
Everyone loves the Gaff.
Yeah.
Play the end of that again. I just want to hear the Ant and Dec thing again.
Help!
Wow. Just wow. Well, that's it for another live trial. The team are standing by on ITV2 for Get Me Out Here Now.
Move back tomorrow to see Dean's arrival in the camp and the camp's reaction to his arrival. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's great.
It's genius.
Exactly. Right, let's play a couple of records, then we're back with more of Miss Natalie Cassidy on Radio 1.
1, 2, 3, not only you and me, got 180 degrees and I'm caught in between. Counting 1, 2, 3, need a primary, getting down with 3 feet, everybody else.
Dizzy Rascal, Dirty Cash. I'm going to see Dizzy tomorrow night at the Albert Hall for the Children in Need gig.
As am I.
Great. Oh, you're coming along, aren't you? It's going to be a good show, that. You won't be able to go, Natalie, because you'll be dancing.
Again.
Yeah.
I've not been invited.
It's all you do is sit and dance. Natalie Cassidy is here. God love her. From Strictly Come Dancing. She can't believe she's still in. And if you watch the show on a Saturday night, can you vote for Natalie this week, please?
Oh,
she wants
lovely.
To stay in. She's loving it.
And I'll vote for you.
You want to keep the people in who are really enjoying it.
I can still vote. Don't have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you, if you put the
Natalie's number...
I'll give you the number. You can. I'll tell you what time.
Do you know what
exactly?
Do you know it off by heart, the number?
No.
Okay.
No, I should do.
She's kind of busy doing the show.
That's true. I'd get T-shirts made with your number on it.
I'm too busy nagging to Sophie.
So we... Get me a vodka. So we had Len on the phone the other day. So you know Len and Bruno do the American version?
Yeah.
So he was telling us, I was saying, what is your week? Talk me through your week. So he goes, right, Saturday, Strictly Come Dancing. Sunday morning, me and Bruno on the first flight to LA. Monday night and Tuesday night, we do the show in Los Angeles. And then we're back, fly out Wednesday, come back to London, arrive London on Thursday, into Friday for rehearsal, Saturday Strictly again, Sunday back to LA.
It's mad, isn't it?
How do they do that?
Money! That's how they do
money.
It.
Money!
How much
I love Len Goodman.
How much are you making? Loads! Nice, isn't he?
He's such a... I've got a crush on him.
Have you? I understand that.
I love him.
I can understand that. What are the rest of them like? Alicia, lovely.
Absolutely lovely. Craig, lovely.
Is
really?
Get on with Craig like a house on fire.
He'll hate you saying that. You know, he's the bad man. He's the nasty
That's
man.
So nice. They're all lovely.
Bruno Tagliatelle?
Yeah, lovely.
What is wrong with his bottom? Why can't he sit in a chair properly? Because he has to lean out of the chair every week.
He does.
You're like an amazing, you're like a pigeon flying through the sky. And I know, he's reaching out, he's trying to touch people. I reckon he's got the most uncomfortable seat and he's just,
might
you know.
Might be jet lag, mightn't it?
Maybe that's
now
what
that
it is.
Now that doesn't make you give you a sore bottom, does it, jet lag?
Well,
don't know.
Depends where you're sitting. If you're sitting at the back and you're flying back from LA.
I bet they're in first.
I think they probably are as well.
Here are some comments from some of our listeners who are listening this morning. Simon, we love you, Natalie. Nat to win.
Oh, thanks, Si.
Yeah, she won't win, but that's very nice of you.
Yeah, I won't win, but...
You never know. Natalie, you're great on Strictly. You make my weekend, says Jackie in Ipswich.
Oh.
Natalie, when you finish dancing and face the judges, can you wink at the camera this week for all your Radio 1 fans?
Yes.
We dare you.
100%.
All right,
done.
You're on.
Done. There'll be a wink at some point.
Brilliant. Done deal. We'll look out for it.
Yeah.
Can you ask Natalie if... is that you playing the trumpet on the theme tune to Strictly?
It isn't, but what I've said is if I go out, I'm going to join the band.
Nice.
They're not going to get rid of me.
You want to be there every week, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I love it.
How is your trumpet playing?
It's abysmal.
Now, here's the thing. Did Sonia ever give up playing the trumpet?
Yeah. Sonia sold her trumpet.
Did she?
Or did she... Did she sell it? Oh, no, she sold her wedding ring.
Oh, yes. That was it. It was one or the other,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah, trumpet or ring. One of them two.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
Was it a wedding ring I sold?
No, it was a trumpet.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think my lovely dad's got Sonia's trumpet in the loft. I'll have to get that.
Oh, really?
Be good for an auction, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Sotheby's would be interested.
No.
Not at all.
I can't. No.
Can't even get a note
I
out
used
it.
To play the flute at school and then
that's
I gave
completely
it up.
Different instrument.
I know.
Yeah. That's like saying, have you ever been to Barbados? No, I've been to Ibiza. It's completely different. If you weren't able to dance with Vincent, who would you dance with, says Molly from Exeter.
James Jordan.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's he with?
He was with Zoe Lucker.
All right, okay, Daisy, that was a shocker when Zoe
That was
went.
A
and
shocker.
And he's Ola's husband, isn't he?
He is.
Right.
They're like the most perfect couple. They're brilliant.
They're not an ugly couple, are they?
No, they're not. I was so upset when Zoe left.
Oh,
I really mean that. I've made such a friend in her.
Who were you not bothered when they left?
I was upset when Jojo Wood left.
Yeah, she's a nice
lovely.
Woman.
Mm-hmm. Zoe. Everyone, really, but they were my two mates.
Right.
You always, wherever you are in work, you sort of... everyone's lovely, but you make bonds with certain people.
I sat next to Joe Wood at a dinner thing recently, an awards ceremony. I had no idea who she was at all. I just thought she was a nice lady. A little bit crackers, but very endearing and everything. And then the next thing, I see her on Strictly, and I'm
She's
like...
She's glam, isn't she?
That's that woman I sat next to at that thing. Who's she? But she's a very attractive woman.
She's a groovy girl.
She's a groovy girl.
Yeah.
Do you think Brian and Ali are in a relationship? Yes.
Yeah, she's on. That's on our list already.
What is your favourite dance, says Alex?
The quick step from last week. Although I did love the jive.
Who doesn't love a jive?
We all love a jive.
We all love a jive, don't we?
Oh, me and Alex, we are jive
every
crazy.
Week.
Oh, like jive, 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 jive.
I think we should go jiving. There's a club.
It's not going to happen.
Why?
I'm not going to go.
Please come.
No, it's not. I'll meet you afterwards in the pub, but you can go jiving. I ain't going.
It's so boring sometimes.
It's no wonder it's not boring. I'm not going jiving.
You'd have such fun.
Maybe.
And do you know what? He'd be good at it as well.
He would be.
You really
I really
Chris.
Think you should do Strictly next year. I'm going to start a campaign.
I can't do it. Next year, I'm busy next year.
You haven't got anything on your calendar next year.
You're busy next year. That's what I say every year.
That's true. Hey, well, this job, I'm always getting fired every week, for God's sake. So, you know, who knows? I might be able to do the last couple of weeks of Strictly at this rate. Do people still call you Sonia from EastEnders, says Matt in Cardiff?
Always, always.
It must be nice now, because people must be really knowing you as Natalie.
They do, but I still get Sonia.
Really?
Yeah, I always will do. At the beginning, when I left EastEnders, I was a bit like, I don't want to be called Sonia anymore. And you do this kind of whole, you know, I'm out of EastEnders now, I'm going to be serious. And it just, when you've grown up on telly for 13 years, it's lovely, you know, you have to just grow to love it.
Michael Greco, when we used to know him and go out with him, people would call him Beppe. He would ignore them because it used to really irritate him. And Michael is a very, very relaxed guy. And he's very, very nice. He's a very friendly guy. But if we're ever out and someone would go, Beppe, isn't it? And he wouldn't even look at them and go, no. Yeah, he is. And sometimes people would be really nice and it just
but
used to really bug him.
I think with Michael, I remember going out with Michael and people just wouldn't say Beppe. They'd go, Beppe.
But so occasionally we'd be in the pub and I'd have to say to the person saying that, I'd go, just call him Michael. And he goes, Michael, is it? And he'd turn around and go, yeah, how are you, mate? You're all right? And then he'd be nice to them. It'd be really weird. But I understand that. I imagine that could get... You either embrace it and go, well, sod it, or you just, you know, wind
I think
you
we're
up.
Very fortunate, lucky people to do what we do.
Exactly.
So,
and of course, mind you, it's better to be called Sonia than Pepe.
Pepe.
Blimey. That was low.
Pepe.
All right, easy. Well, look, what time are you training today? 1 o'clock?
I'm training at 1, yeah.
What we do between now and then? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go home, because I only live around the corner, and I'm going to do some washing.
Oh, how
do some bits and pieces.
You my are dad's, rock and roll.
My dad's coming down for the weekend.
Oh, has he got to, like, smarten the place up?
So I've got to sort of, you know, spruce it up a bit.
Yeah.
And do you know what was really annoying last night? Me and my boyfriend went out for a meal and then came in.
Dean Gaffney, your boyfriend.
Yeah, me and Dean. No, me and Adam. And we got home and I woke up at 4 o'clock on the sofa. Isn't that annoying when that happens?
Yeah.
When you want a really good night's sleep.
Exactly.
So I could go back to bed for an hour.
That's what I do. Stick the washing in, you get another couple of hours kip, can't you?
Yeah. No, I'd say no more than an hour, because an hour can be a bit of a power nap, and that'll help you through
the
day.
Otherwise, you get really heavy-headed.
The last time I woke up on the sofa was Sunday morning.
Really?
I did exactly the same on Saturday night.
So annoying.
Put the telly on, I sat on the sofa for a minute, have a cup of tea before I go to bed. I'll just curl my legs up a little bit. I shouldn't do that, but I'll just curl. And then that was it. It was Sunday morning, 9 o'clock.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
And you're lifting your head off the sofa, trying not to move your neck because you've slept in a really awkward position.
Topping and tailing with my boyfriend on the sofa.
Oh,
that's how we woke up.
That's nice.
It's not nice. He's been away for a week.
Oh, well, all right. Well, then, you know. You shouldn't have got drunk Thursday night, then.
True.
No. We know her so well.
No complaints, are there?
So what is it this week? Foxtrot, did you say?
Oh, it's so lovely.
Have you got the... Do you know what you're doing for Saturday night? Are you ready for it?
I think I could smash this one.
Really?
I'm really going to go out there and... I'd say it every week, it's so boring, but I'm going to do the best I can. But I reckon... I don't want to see any sevens, because I keep getting sevens.
Right.
I'd like to see eights across the board.
That would be great.
Which would give me 32, which means I'm progressively climbing up the leaderboard.
You are.
So let's see. Hope
you do it.
Last few weeks, 27, 29, 30, 31. It's all there for the taking.
We'll see.
You know, and then people who get more than you, just give them a little boot in the ankle in rehearsal.
Hi, Ricky Whittle. Oh, sorry, did I trip you up?
Oh, sorry, Ricky.
Oh,
just push him down the stairs. That's what I'd do. sorry, Ricky, you all right there? Yeah. Hey, best of luck.
Offer him a coffee and then pour it on his foot.
He is amazing, though, isn't he?
Yeah, whatever. He's ugly, ugly, though, isn't he?
Oh, he's so ugly.
Really let himself go.
Such a shame. He's so fat.
Yeah, I hate fat people. Dancing, it's wobbling all over the place.
No good.
Not like me. Well, look, best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
I hope you stay in.
So do I.
And are you on the It Takes Two tonight?
I am.
There you go.
Yep. On It Takes Two. I'll give all the Radio 1 listeners a wink on there.
Oh, brilliant.
Well.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
All right, so
a
there
wink
you go.
With Winkleman.
BBC Two, a wink with the Winkleman.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
She's a nice girl as well, isn't
oh,
she?
Oh, I love Claude. Oh. She's brilliant. I pretend that we're best friends.
Oh, do you?
And Tess. I'm like, hi, Tess.
And they go, hi.
You're
hi.
Just a contestant.
They go, hi, Sonia. Yeah. How are you?
How's Bebe?
All right, well, look, you better, do you know what you should do? If you got to be at, if you're doing It Takes Two at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
6 or
6.30.
6.30. Then you got, yeah, you, so you'll have to be there for 6, which means you'll have to finish training early. So why don't you do yourself a favour and go straight to training?
Could do, but Vincent's in Guildford.
Well, just do it
looking
on your
at
own.
Himself in the mirror. Beautiful, bella, 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 bella.
Natalie, lovely to see you.
It's
good luck
so
with EastEnders.
Nice to see you all. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Saturday, I'll be rooting for you. Saturday, brilliant. I won't be watching. I'll be in the pub, but I'll have my phone ready to vote.
All
I'll
right.
vote for
and
you
me.
On Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Both there.
Thank you, boys.
Best of luck. And
actually,
hopefully,
when you the lines are open, you should ring us and go now. Ring now.
Group text.
Yeah.
Should I?
Yeah. Beep beep. Here's my number. Ring it for God's sake.
I'll let you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very lovely Natalie Cassidy.
Oh. No. Let's not leave it 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make it 8 next time.
Phil.
We'll wait until Dave gets married again, then we'll get you back on the show.
Yeah. You come to the third one.
Brilliant.